flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
High noon in the District of Columbia on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Rainy out there, man. But the good news, dude, let it rain and wash away all this damn snow. I was thinking about this, B. In my life, you've been in D.C., whatever, 30-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here 40-plus years. I've never seen snow stick around this long. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it basically, yeah. There was snow on the ground the entire month of January.
Yeah, it's been like that before.
Has it? It's been a long time.
It's like, you know, you think about just... I think about 2-3 years ago when it was, and then we had them days where it was down, it was dropping below 7, like 2 weeks straight.
I feel like, I don't know. We'll ask another D.C. native. Brian Westbrook joins the program now, of course.
Be riding horses out there. He ain't worried about the snow.
Brian found the bulk of his NFL success with the Philadelphia Eagles, where as a young man, he encountered a veteran, Brian Mitchell.
He gave me that little sly look after he left that game the other night.
I can only imagine those conversations. Brian, what's up, man? How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. So good to talk to you as usual. I am riding my horse, so that's exactly what I'm doing right now. So I jumped off my horse to talk to you guys.
How muddy is it right now riding a horse?
Oh, it's muddy. It's muddy everywhere. After that ground thaws out, it's mud everywhere. But I'm on top of the horse. I don't have to worry about the mud too bad.
That's awesome. I am extremely naive when it comes to horses. When it gets really cold, like, do you have to do anything different when it's snowing and stuff?
You know what? Horses, being 1,500 pounds, you don't really have to do too much different. We may put them in the barn for a little bit so they can warm up, but they develop a thick coat, so the water and the snow is not penetrating the coat, and they warm themselves up by eating. So we give them a lot of hay, and so
other than that,
we don't have to do too much. We may throw a blanket on them if it gets extremely cold, but for the most part, they're just outside enjoying themselves and eating hay.
Are they like some animals, their coat get thicker in the winter? Are horses just like that?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know back in Louisiana, it didn't get that cold, so hell, I don't know.
Yeah, their coat gets thicker, and so they're actually really good in the snow. I mean, they don't want to be in the barn, though. They don't want to be sitting in the barn. They're used to being outside, and so when they go into the barn, they'll be upset. They'll be kicking at the door and everything like that because they want to be outside.
Who would have known? B. Mitchell Finney, give your horse talk.
There you go.
I mean, you learn something new every day. Let's talk about probably what people are more expecting us to talk about. The NFC title game. What did you think of Philly's really dominant performance in that one?
Well, I think they had all three phases of their game, you know, started working for them. And this is one of those games where we saw the offense explode, obviously, in the first play with Saquon, and then them getting the passing game going just a bit. Then the offensive line just continued to plow forward and take over. And so that was absolutely amazing to see that, something that you're going to have and you're going to need really in the Super Bowl to win that football game. Defensively, getting the turnovers, that's the difference in the game. Yeah. Being able to get turnovers, being able to make plays, get stops. I was surprised that Dan Quinn decided to not go for it on that fourth down where they kicked the field goal in that first drive there. But, you know, I think offensively, defensively, and special teams, the Eagles play very well. And that's the type of game you're going to need against a very good Washington Commanders team.
You know, I talked to a lot of people after the game, and they were like, "Oh man, we got y'all this time, but you know what? Jaden Daniels is going to be a problem." What's your thoughts on him?
Yes. No, I agree. He's certainly going to be a problem as long as they keep weapons around him. You got to still get a running game going to protect him just a little bit. But I think as long as you have weapons around him and build that offensive lineup, Jaden Daniels with his excellent arm strength, his accuracy, great decision-making, and then having the ability to pull the ball down and be a threat in the run game. I mean, that's exactly what you want in the quarterback. Really, you know, when I think about it, I think about Jalen Hurts and his ability to almost do the same exact thing. Jaden Daniels is faster. I think he has a quicker release and probably better decision-making in the pass game. And so that makes him a scary thing in the NFC East that we're going to have to deal with for quite some years to come.
Brian, you and I both had an opportunity of playing for Coach Reed, and you know how he is. And once you're around Coach Reed, you're indebted to him for your life. How are your feelings going to be pulled? You going to be pulled left and right on this one?
That's a good question.
I love Andy Reed, and actually he invited me to come out to their practice while I'm out there in New Orleans. You know, listen, I want him to always win. But when they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm always going to root for the Eagles. That's my team. That's where my heart is at. And, you know, it's weird. When the Eagles win, I win, right? So that's always – it makes me feel better. It makes everyone around me feel better. And so I'm certainly going to be rooting for the Eagles. But I want Andy to do well also.
Talking with Brian Westbrook here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, the DeMatha grad, played for 9 seasons in the NFL, 8 with the Eagles, 2-time All-Pro. I mean, used to just absolutely slaughter the Redskins. God, do I remember that. Brian, I'm curious. I assume, did you grow up a Skins fan, Burgundy and Gold fan?
I did. The Hogs, Doug Williams, Mark Rippon, you know, all them wide receivers, Art Monk, Gary Clark. I absolutely was a Washington Redskins fan growing up. And certainly, listen, if you're in that area, you're not a Washington Redskins fan, then you got a problem. And obviously, we got a lot of D.C. We got a lot of Dallas fans down there. But, you know.
They're starting to leave. We got a guy in the studio right now, Brian. He got on a Jaden Daniels number 5 jersey.
Yeah.
He ready to jump on the bandwagon.
Good. Bring him back. Bring him back. That's what it's about. So I certainly was a Washington fan pretty much all of my life.
I'm curious. Obviously, when they got to the NFC title game and they're playing the Eagles, and that's where you made your career, I'm sure you were rooting for the Eagles. But prior to that game, were you rooting for Washington? Like, how much did you enjoy this season for the Commanders?
I absolutely was rooting for Washington. So my house is divided. So with my brother playing for Washington down there for a few years, and my family and my kids understand that Uncle Byron played for Washington. And so they're always rooting for Washington when the Eagles are not on. And so it's good for the NFC East. It's good for football when they have other good teams in the NFC East, when Washington good and is good and Dallas and Giants are good. And so I've been waiting for
Dallas
a long time. Well, yeah, of course. But I've been waiting for a long time for Washington to get back on the horse and be a good football team. And now, different ownership, brand new coach, and you have a young quarterback that can be a leader of a football team for many years to come. I mean, this is the exciting part of football for me. And so I'm super happy that things worked out down there.
Can I ask a non-football question? I have 2 daughters, and their names aren't remotely close, Ainsley and Shelby. But sometimes, just being a parent and things are going 100 miles an hour, I'll call one daughter the wrong name. You and your brother are Brian and Byron. Did your parents mix that up all the time and just call you the wrong name?
They mixed it up. They mix it up all the doggone time. But you know, but I'll tell you this. Now, you know when your mother has that tone, you know exactly who she's talking to.
Yeah.
You know that. So there was never a doubt of who she was talking to. But she could say whatever name she wanted, but we knew exactly who she was talking to. And really, I look at my kids, Brielle and Brian, and so I get them mixed up all the doggone time. But they, just like my mother, they know exactly who I'm talking to.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's no doubt.
Hey, my Lama Z don't play, boy.
I love it, man. Yeah, there definitely is a, there's definitely
right,
a tone
right.
that you know once you're, when the parent has it, it doesn't matter what name they're saying.
That's right.
So before we kind of look ahead to the Super Bowl matchup, I wanted to ask you this. The run game for the Commanders this season really fell off a cliff over the second mm-hmm. half of the year. There were some injuries to the O-line, but, you know, guys still played through it. I'm curious, as you watched kind of what you saw, and then, I mean, we really saw it in the NFC title game. They weren't able to run the ball at all. How does that happen over the course of a season?
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, of course, injuries are the biggest part. But then there are times when offensive coaches, and I saw Andy do it for a long time, he would see us have some good things going in the run game, and then the defense will pop, and he'd say, oh, you know what? I have a bunch of pass plays that I want to introduce mm-hmm. into the game. And he quickly got away from the run game. And when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels that can turn the course of a game in one 40-yard pass, to Terry McLaurin, or, you know, one pass down the field to Crowder. I mean, it really trumps a run, quite honestly. But the thing about the run game, you have to be consistent. It helps your defense. It helps your quarterback. It helps you make the defense get into a situation where you're trying to stop the run, what makes it easier for your wide receivers and quarterback. And so you have to be dedicated and intentional to your run game. And looks like over the course of the season, the Commanders just weren't dedicated to it, and partly because they saw so much success from the quarterback. But the truth is you have to stay committed to that thing because it's only going to help your quarterback. Jalen Hurts is not the quarterback he is right now if he doesn't have that run game. He's just not. And Saquon has changed the way the defenses have played them. He changes schemes and techniques. And then what happens, if you're dropping back and passing, now your quarterback has a chance to run the football as well. And so you got to be committed to that run game. And, of course, you have to be healthy as well.
Brian, I think a lot of times like the running back get blamed for it when the running game goes. But like I was, mm-hmm. I kept saying all year, I watch football from the side. I like to see the offensive line, the line of scrimmage. Whatever way it moves back to, that side is losing, okay?
That's right.
And I saw, as the year went on, I saw guys getting penetration against our offensive line. And a running back doesn't hit a hole full speed. He's trying to gather, trying to pitter-patter to find a hole. And like when you play, when you had penetration or when you had a clear lane, you hit it full speed, did you not?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I just think that a lot of it came down to the injuries were more of a problem than it was the running game or even sticking to it. You know, I think a lot of times they were like, okay, we're getting killed on first down. We got to try something else. So they went to their quick passing game, which seemed to work mm-hmm. for them.
And the quick passing game replaced the run game
yes.
in some situations. You're absolutely right. And so the success of the Eagles run game, and it's truly the Saquon is special. He is, you know, in my opinion, super close to what Bo Jackson was with better hands, mm-hmm. if I was just being completely honest. I think, but the success is that offensive line. And B, I'm trying to tell you, I think I could have played 15 years if I had an offensive line and I wasn't getting touched by any linebackers, any defensive linemen to 10, 15 yards down the field. I mean, it's crazy what I've seen Saquon been able to do, but it's solely predicated on the offensive line being successful and them not allowing any penetration. They're recreating the line of scrimmage. I mean, they're pushing guys 4, 5, 6 yards down the field before Saquon can even get touched. Saquon is special, but it's hard not to be successful if you have an offensive line that good. And the Eagles' offensive line has been very good for quite a few years here.
Dude, specific to that, Brian, what do you think of – I mean, is that Eagles' offensive line one of the best you've seen? Now, I know you lose Jason Kelce, but, damn, they are still excellent.
The scheme that Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, has installed – and the way they get into some of their stuff is absolutely amazing. When I talk about some of the best offensive lines, you have to put them up there. Cam Jurgens is all pro. I mean, he's a Pro Bowler this year,
sure.
Center, and is you know, really his first year of playing, seeing solid action, and he's getting the job done. I mean, you take out a Hall of Famer in Jason Kelce, and you still get a Pro Bowler center, a young guy that's getting the job done. It certainly talks to your scheme, your coaching, your development of players. But at some point, you just got the will to get the job done. And they've shown the will to continue to stick with the run game. And the offensive line has been really the pride of this football team.
How much did his, dog level go up when he went back into the game the other day?
That was wild.
You know, I stood there on the sideline in the end zone before the game, and he wasn't taking any snaps.
Yeah.
Just wasn't taking any. So I figured he wasn't going to play. And for him to play, period, after that injury, you know, that's what offensive linemen are all about. That's what the dog is all about. That's that hunger and will to go out there and win. That's what you want. That's the expectation. And so it's certainly credit to Cam and everything that he's been able to do, but also credit to the coaching staff and his willingness to keep the players beside him happy and keep them going as well, because he didn't have to go in the game. He could have found somebody else to go in there, but it does take a certain type of person to go in that type of game, especially being injured.
Talking with our friend Brian Westbrook here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Brian, let's look ahead to this Super Bowl now. Both teams should be pretty damn healthy. They get the 2-week break. Both, Jurgens should be okay. We'll see. We'll learn a lot more as the game gets closer next weekend. This Eagles team is, I'd argue, significantly better than they were a few years ago when they lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Obviously having Saquon, who's just an incredible player. But still, Kansas City doesn't lose, man. They're made of alligator skin. Well, what do you make of this matchup?
Well, it's a tough matchup, and I think you're absolutely right. We have a much better team. The Eagles have a much better team, a total team, right? Power positions, you talk about wide receiver, running back, quarterback, offensive line, great play from all those positions. Defense that's just been solid all season long. You know, this is the thing that you have to do against Kansas City. When you look at their loss against Buffalo, they had a bunch of turnovers, right? You got to get them to turn the ball over. And more importantly than that, you have to be able to possess the ball and score when you have an opportunity. Buffalo had almost 10 minutes more of time of possession than the Chiefs did in that football game. That's how you beat them. You hold onto the ball, you score in your possessions, and you get some turnovers, right? When you look back to the Bengals game that the Chiefs barely won, they won by 1 point. I think they had 3 or 4 turnovers in that game. Mm-hmm. And then they possessed the ball maybe 5 or 6 minutes more than the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to throw the ball down the field. You got to find a way to get some turnovers, and you got to make Patrick Mahomes sit on the bench. I mean, that's how you get to the best quarterbacks in the league, and he certainly is the best quarterback in the league. You make him sit on the bench, you pressure him, and then you have to worry about those third down scrambles, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
He finds a way to look you downfield and then still scramble. And so you have to be able to guard against that. I mean, listen, last week was a testament to some of our defense's ability to guard against that with Jaden Daniels coming in town last week. And so it's going to be a tough game. As good as your team can be, as good as the Eagles are, when you're playing against a superior talent in the quarterback position, those teams are really hard to beat.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a tough game. I'm expecting an exciting game. and hopefully we can find a way to win this thing.
You know, I think a thing with Pat, with this whole team, the whole year, nobody wanted to say that they were good. Oh, man, they're not good. You know why? Because they wasn't winning with their offense. They were winning with their defense early on. And of late, the offense has shown up. And I think that makes it even more it make it even tougher to beat them, because what Spags is doing on the defensive side, if you can hold teams below 20 or right at 20 and you got Pat Mahomes on your side, you give yourself a chance.
You're going to win. Yeah. You know, think about this, B. And listen, we both know Steve Spagnuolo really well.
Yeah.
Great defensive coordinator. Here's where Jalen Hurts struggles just a bit. And it showed up against Tampa Bay with Todd Bowles and that blitzing style of defense. There are times when you get when you're able to stop the run and get us in second and long, third and long, now you can create some issues for Jalen Hurts. And so if you're Steve Spagnuolo, you got to focus on stopping the run on first down. But then you're trying to put us in a situation where Jalen has to throw the ball and send some blitzes. And if you can get him off that first read and make him go to his second and third read, that's what Jalen hasn't had as much success this season. So I'm sure Spags is thinking about how do we get that run stop early on and then pressure the quarterback to make sure that he gets rid of the ball. And hopefully Jalen Hurts makes some mistakes if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
I think it could be an awesome game, man. Yep. Brian, thank you for making time
for us, bro.
Appreciate you.
Anytime.
All right, man.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
All right, brother. So, guy, Brian Westbrook, what a stud he was on those Eagles teams. And I just remember him carving up the burgundy and gold linebackers, man. Just Andy had that. You talk about the short pass game to replace the run game. I feel like Andy Reid.
Andy created it.
If he didn't create it, he poured gas on the fire, man. Plenty for us to discuss. Opening the phone lines up at 1 o'clock. It's B. Mitchell Finley.